When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't look good. I mean, it's pretty much plain and simple. We didn't play well. We didn't look good. We didn't pass the eye test. We didn't pass the stat sheet test. You know, we didn't pass no test tonight. And we still almost came out with a win. Any testament shows you how good we really are. Even when we're not playing well, we still a really, really good team. But you can't be a top defensive team and come out and give up 120.
Kat just puts it all out there, Maxie. Just kind of says, you know, we didn't play well.
And they better start. Not that they haven't been, they've been playing really well, but they get Memphis, who's now won 10 straight. Tyus Jones had a nice game last night. Then they got Golden State. Andrew Wiggins has been on a roll coming to town on Sunday. So fun stuff, though, when you're competitive and you think you can win every game. Last night, Vanita was, I got to tell you, this is why I absolutely love the NBA. It's a close game, and the Wolves are scrapping back. And Brandon Ingram makes a four-point play, a three-point play plus a foul. Gets the ball about 30 seconds later, hits a three-pointer. So he scores 7 points in about 30 seconds. The Wolves battle back to tie it still. 3 seconds left. New Orleans gets one more chance. They get the ball to Ingram again. Steps back from about 27 feet and drains another three-pointer to win the game. Now, you know, if you say for a Wolves fan, what's great about that? But I'm just saying from a basketball standpoint, you know, what he did in the last, whatever it was, 2 minutes, 90 seconds was incredible. And the best players in the world are playing at that level. It's just, it's a lot of fun. And the Wolves are fun because you feel like last night when they're behind most of the game, you still feel like they have a chance. You feel like, boy, if they can just keep it close, and you didn't used to feel that way. So I think that's a step in the right direction, even though they had a chance to, New Orleans is not a good team and they had a chance to go over 500. You've still seen some real signs since they've gotten healthy over the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely. You think they went in a little overconfident? Thinking
maybe. You know, I mean, we don't use the word overconfident with the Timberwolves very often in the 30-plus years.
That's true. Good point.
But you can't, you know, you are playing a team that, you know, well, if we can beat these other New Orleans, that shouldn't be hard, especially without Zion Williamson. Because they did look a little bit, as Kat alluded to, that they weren't on their P's and Q's for a lot of the game, and they gave away a lot of easy baskets to New Orleans, and that's what Kat alluded to. But that being said, they got a nice test here. Like I said, Memphis, and then Golden State comes to Target Center on Sunday night. So that'll be it. But I think you just get the feeling with this team that they're going, okay, let's play Memphis. Let's play Golden State. Not, here's the tough part of the schedule. Because they got everybody now. You know, it's a strange thing to go through COVID like they did. But I would imagine as a coach, as a general manager, you're going, you know, that might have been a little bit of a blessing. We got a lot of the way with our top players, and for 90 days at least, we should be okay with our big three.
Absolutely. So every day it seems like I'm just going to have to ask you, what's the latest with the Vikings? You know, are we going to hear something in days, or will it be weeks, or what's your timing like, and what are the names that you're hearing rising to the top?
They got an internal committee going right now. It's not a football-heavy committee, based on the names that I'm hearing so far that are in there internally, but it's people that have been around the organization for a while. Doug Peterson, they may interview sooner than later as a coach. They could hire the coach first and the general manager. That's what Cleveland did when they hired Kevin Stefanski. But I mean, generally speaking, you hire the general manager first. If it's a young general manager that you're going to go after, it doesn't matter. He'll be just so happy to get the job. Reggie McKenzie's a name that I heard yesterday from the Miami Dolphins. He's older. He's like 58, but he worked with the Green Bay Packers for a long time. Elliot Wolf is trying to get in on it. He's at New England. His father is Ron Wolf, who ran the Packers for a long time. Those are a couple of the names. There are more that are surfacing for the GM standpoint. Josh McDaniels could be a name, and if Wolf comes to fruition, being in New England, he could try to recruit him. McDaniels has kind of been sitting out there. He always gets mentioned because he's Bill Belichick's guy, and he coached as a head coach in Denver, so he's got experience. Some people think that he'll want coach plus some personnel decision power to leave again, because he's sitting in such a good position out there in New England. I want to clarify one thing, though, because Eric Kendricks, when I asked him the other day about culture, and he had that soundbite that became,
people talk about it.
And he's, the fear, the can't do it, the fear-based organization. I do not believe, based on the conversations that I've had, that was a direct shot at Mike Zimmer. I don't think it was that at all. I think it was... I think there was more to it than that, but I think that people made the leap that said, that's Eric Kendricks taking a shot at Mike Zimmer, and I don't think that's what he meant. I think that he meant that there's more of a fear-based culture there, not necessarily because of Zimmer, but other things.
Okay, meaning higher up.
Yeah, not necessarily higher up, but just in general, that it's been allowed, within the organization, different people have had, have created it. And I don't think it was. I don't want to say it's taken out of context, because he said what he said, and it's easy to make that leap. I just think that it based on the conversations that I've had lately, that it merited a little bit of a correction today.
Okay. Gopher Women at Wisconsin tonight at 6:30.
Yes. And Lindsay Whalen's back.
Yes, great to hear.
Usually, talking about a player coming back, you're talking about a coach, and guess what? It's not COVID related.
For once,
they play Wisconsin tonight. Winnable game. Wisconsin's not bad. Gophers have been up and down. They didn't have Jasmine Powell the last two games. Her grandmother passed away, so she was in Detroit, and she's a key piece to that thing. And Maryland, obviously, Maryland didn't rout them, and Maryland's got a good team, but they were a much better team than the Gophers is anticipated. Deborah Diamond played well. They have some good players there, and this Chloe Bibby who was a grad transfer from Maryland, played really well. So, yeah, they get it. Then the Gopher men play Michigan State, who beat them the first game of the year in Minnesota, and the Gophers are starting to feel the rigors of the Big Ten here. All of a sudden, they're getting wore down a little bit by these teams. And I was at the Gopher Hockey yesterday, and they had five guys test positive for COVID yesterday. Players and
really?
A staff member.
Shoot.
And Bob Motzko told me that none of them had any symptoms, which, makes it scarier for all of us, right?
Yeah.
But they test them. I can't remember if it's weekly or if it's coming off of a road trip or why, they're vaccinated and everything else. But, and he's, cause we started talking about LaFontaine leaving, and he said, that's really like an injury. You can handle that, only from the standpoint that you've had great players get injured before and you got to move on. But he said, it's no question the team that handles COVID wins in our league, because that's the one that you can't account for all the time. And now they're trying to figure out, with these, they're playing Alaska, who's not a great team this weekend, but I mean, it's going to be all hands on deck.
Right. And they brought up a third goalie from the NHL, or is it the USHL?
Yeah.
Youngstown. Owen Bartle. Yep. I don't even know how to say his name. Bartolochit, whatever.
Yep.
But yeah. So we'll see what happens. Opportunity for some other players, for sure.
Opportunity, and that's what he said. He said, this is, this is kind of fun to piece together, because he said that, and I think this is what coaches are really good at. They're really adaptable, and you could see that he had a spark in his eye from this standpoint. All those kids that you've been saying no to, in essence, by not allowing them to play, you're now looking them in the eye and saying, guess what, son, it's your chance. And I think there's something that's really gratifying for a coach to be able to do that, and I think he embraces that.
Absolutely, and they've got good depth. Thank you. We'll talk Wild in the next hour. I want to ask you about Rem Pitlick at 8:40. I don't get it, why
you
he's on
it.
Waivers. So we'll check back with you in an hour. Thanks a lot, Maxie. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
Oh. When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.